Hello, Great Falls. This is Jim Quick with the Great Falls Hockey Podcast. Tonight, it's my pleasure to interview Phil Harrell, one of our captains of the team, a returning veteran. Phil has played 94 games in his career. He was originally with the St. Louis Blues Juniors. Then he came to Great Falls last year and has been a great addition to our team. How's it going tonight, Phil?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a little slow getting this thing going again. We've been in the process of moving, and I ain't had time for anything else but moving. So,
yeah,
trying to get back into the swing of things now. So, how's the concussion?
Good. I'm feeling better.
Good deal. You know, I never even got to see what happened to you because I think I was talking to somebody else and somebody said something about Phil was down and I turned around and yeah, I had no idea what even happened. So.
It was a quick hit and it was just weird. You know, my first concussion I've ever gotten and, it's not like it was a big open ice hit yard sale. Just kind of got me in the right spot, I guess.
No. Well, I guess that'll happen in hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's better than, I don't know if you watched any of the games yesterday, but when the Predators was playing, they, old Cody Glass, he got smacked in the side of the head with one by Tyson Barry. About a 90-mile-an-hour shot to the side of the head. That'll ring your bell.
Yep, yeah. Does not do good.
I can't even imagine. I've never played hockey. I've never even been on ice skates, but I can just imagine how bad. So,
yeah.
Generally, at the beginning, like I did with Alex, I'm just going to have you kind of talk about yourself a little bit, give us a little brief history of yourself and where you're from and all those good things. So,
go ahead. All right, yeah. Well, so I'm 19 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I started playing hockey when I was probably around 5 years old. And I was a forward when I started. Just got into it playing street hockey with a bunch of my buddies, started playing for the youth programs around, and then slowly worked my way up, played AAA for a year. Then I got into high school, took a year off from club, got back into club, and then played my 15s and 16s year, and then went to the NA3.
Awesome. Now, are you from St. Louis or one of the surrounding towns?
So, I'm actually probably about a half hour south from actual downtown. It's called Imperial. A lot of people would know, like, from down there. It's closer to the Arnold area, but...
Okay. Yeah, I know where Arnold's at. Yeah.
Not directly in the city. Yeah.
So, I guess the obvious question then would be, who's your favorite team?
Oh, from the NHL?
Yeah.
I have to just go with the Blues. This year, you know, it looks like they're not going to do too hot, but just growing up around that team, like going to the games when I was younger and watching them win the Stanley Cup, you know, that's got to be my favorite team probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can see that. Coming from the other
makes
side.
Sense.
Coming from the other side of the state, of course, you know, with being a Royals fan, you know, and growing up in a household where the Chiefs were, you know, dominated. There was no love lost for a St. Louis side, so.
Yeah.
But Kansas City doesn't have an NHL team. They do have the Mavericks, which they started up a while back, but unfortunately I never made it to one of their games.
Yeah, that's That's AHL, right? Or
Yeah,
is
I
it
believe
below
so.
that? Okay.
I believe it is AHL.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been to one of their games. I've been wanting to go for a while now, but I've been a little occupied up in Montana.
Right. Yep. We understand and we appreciate that too.
Yeah.
So, what got you into hockey when you was a little kid? I mean, what was it, just because you all were playing street hockey, or was there something that kind of directed you in there?
To be honest, when it very first started, I probably couldn't tell you, but I was always into sports when I was younger. Like, I've basically tried all of them except football. But you know, I was a big soccer guy, basketball, baseball, hockey was in there, and it really started when, like, me and my dad would just go out in the street and just shoot like this little rubber. It wasn't an actual puck, just like a street hockey puck, I guess. And we didn't even have a net. It was basically a cardboard box. And that's like a core memory for me, is shooting a puck around with my dad. And ever since then, I've fallen in love with the game. And then obviously, like I said, started, you know, skating with the youth programs and doing half ice and all that fun stuff.
Cool. What are your plans for the future? I mean, are you planning on going to college? Are you planning on trying to continue somehow in sports? Or where does Phil see himself in 5 years?
Oh, this is a tough one. So it's kind of, so since I'm an 04, I didn't know if you knew that. I get another year of eligibility for juniors, and it's kind of become an inside joke on the team that, you know, I'm gonna come back for my fourth year, blah, whatever. But actually, yeah, I'm going to college next year. I'm not 100% sure where I'll go. But yeah, next year's for sure college. 5 years from now, you know, I did some ride-alongs this summer with my dad's fire department, and I really want to get into the fire service. So probably 5 years from now, I'll be in the fire service, fireman.
Huh. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, and it kind of comes back to the whole hockey thing, like being part of a team. Just hanging out with all the guys that were on the crew at the firehouse, just, you know, talking with each other, hanging out, having a good time, and then getting to actually ride along with them and see them do what they do. It was pretty cool. So yeah, that's kind of where I want to go with my career, you know.
Right on. I appreciate that. Are you planning on, I mean, are you looking at if so what are you gonna be taking in college that would kind of aid in that direction? Or do
So
you?
there, I've looked into, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
There's a couple different courses I could take, and I'm gonna nerd out here. So, so there's basic like fire science that I could take, and that would just help me. Just having a degree would help me get hired on by more competitive departments. But you can also do like fire, arson and bomb investigation. You could do fire extinguishing systems, or whatever the proper terms for it is. There's a bunch of different degrees that you could actually get in it. But really, the only reason I'd just be going to college and not just straight into the academy is because I do want to get hired on at some of the more competitive departments.
Right. So
And
you're not necessarily looking at going back home per se, but looking at like a city or something.
yeah, so yeah, maybe even the department my dad's at, they're pretty competitive. But yeah, just, you know, a good place to work, fun environment, just stuff like that. And you know, it just looked good on my resume. I'd be, let's see, by the time after this year, get out of college, I'd be 24. Probably by the time I got done at the academy, 25. So still not a bad age to be entering the workforce, and I'd have a fire science degree under my belt. And the school I'm looking at right now, I would also come out as a paramedic,
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
which is a big thing for those guys, is
Absolutely.
having that
Absolutely.
paramedic side.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I was a volunteer fireman back in Missouri, in my home, or not necessarily my hometown, but where I lived at in Tightwad, Missouri, down there by Warsaw, little volunteer fire department. Of course, we
Yeah, and
all.
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say we, everybody on there, because there was only, I think there were seven of us, so we all had to get qualified in EMT and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yep. And even I've looked at or been told that I should look into joining a volunteer fire department before I become an act like, part of a paid department, just because it helps build your resume.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not just the experience as a fireman, but it's also the fact that you're contributing to the community as a volunteer. It's not, that goes a long way towards your future as well.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
So, and there's also, depending on which side of it that you like the most, you could always look at, like up here, we've got the smoke jumpers and stuff.
Right. I have looked into that.
If you did a few years as a smoke jumper and then went back to, you pretty much almost write your own ticket.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's a, my hat's off to the smoke jumpers. Those boys are tough.
Yeah, they are.
That's a hard job right there.
Yeah, that's we're talking I was talking about it with someone the other day, and I was like, that's a man's job right there. They do not mess around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about the team.
Okay, yeah.
You're a defenseman. This is your second year with us. I don't want to go into last year's team or anything like that, but what do you see this year being the biggest positive for our team?
Like, what's the different? Like,
Well,
I'm
just
sorry, I didn't understand it.
oh well just the this year's team, where do you see it standing as far as something that can contribute to us going further than we did last year, whether it be the speed of the team, the amount of players that have more of a hockey IQ than before, or anything like that.
Yeah, like we talked about it today in practice, or there was a comment made about it today. This team, they catch on quick, So, coach will draw something up and instantly guys are starting to pick up what he's putting down. Way, like it's insane. The night and day difference. Way more coachable. I feel like a lot of these kids actually want to do something with the season. And they all want to be here,
And that's always a big plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to teach kids and coach kids and walk them through everything when they want to be there compared to kids that don't really care where they're at.
Right.
So.
So you started off the season hot, of course, playing against, Yellowstone, and but when we hit Gillette, and we all knew it was coming. You hit that first game, you hit that wall. And I think it was, kind of a shock to a lot of the youngsters, the rookies, considering that Gillette had 11 returning veterans. That's tough. That's tough going up against that experience. The second game, though, was definitely a lot better. You could see that the guys had learned from that first game. Where do you see our chances at the next meeting with Gillette as of right now?
I think we'll stack up against, I mean, obviously in that second game, you can see that, you know, it's not like the skill difference or the age or the experience is, you know, that much of a factor at this point. Like most of these rookies now have 8 games under their belt, you know, so they should be pretty acclimated to the speed, to the physicality, all that, to the environment. So they, you know, we've laid everything out. I really think that we can really get at them the next time we play them. I think, like you said, yeah, they may have caught some of the guys off guard, whatever, came out the second night and they knew what to expect. They knew that they just needed to play their game, stay out of it, like stay out of the stuff with the other team. That was our biggest thing. The penalties killed us that first game. So, and obviously there will be learning experiences like that all season. Like that, it's not just gonna, we're not all just gonna wake up one morning and go, oh, I know everything. Now we can beat every team in this division.
Right.
You know? So, I looked at it as a good lesson. Not only did the rookies learn from it, I learned from it. The leadership group learned from it. I think the coaches learned from it. I thought it was very productive for our season and to get that out of the way early.
Right.
And that's, you know, what, we don't want to be. Oh, go sorry.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'd rather have those hiccups in mid September than in late February. So,
right.
Just let's figure it out now so it doesn't bite us in the rear end down the road.
Yep. And that's what, you know, there were several of us that had talked about that, about, you know, that it was definitely, this was definitely a good learning experience. You know, it's get that tough one out of the way. You know, of course, you know, a lot of us are hoping you're well prepared for that first meeting against Helena. Cause that's, you know, that's a lot of our, you know, our hopes is that we can go in there and beat Helena. Don't know if it'll happen, but you know, I'm my word of the day now is hoctimistic. I'm going to be very hoctimistic this year about the team. But yeah, no, that second game, I think the biggest thing for me that I saw was the discipline. There was more discipline on the second night. And like you said, the guys stayed out of it. They didn't let them pull them off into all the mess. And, you know, from what we saw, technical wise, with the hockey IQ and everything else, we have a better team than Gillette. Gillette has the experience and the know-how on how to pull you out of your game. And that's where they all beat you. That's what we saw from the stands. So.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, you know, they took us down to their level. I think when we're playing our game for a full 60 minutes that, yeah, we, no doubt in my mind, we can beat them.
Yep. You're a better team. Absolutely. So, what's your off time like? What do you like to do in your off time?
Let's see. I'm a big outdoors guy. Love to fish. Recent, like this summer, learned how to fly fish. Been out a couple times. Just got into duck hunting, thanks to assistant coach Leaf.
We know where he got that from.
yeah, we do. Yeah, I went out with him Monday, and it was just an absolute blast. Just to be able to take your mind off of, you know, everything that's going on and go out and have a good time with some of the guys. I think that's needed throughout the season, you know, just to kind of sit back and enjoy yourself. I mean, what, at the rink 2 hours a day and then in the gym for about an hour, hour and a half. So sometimes it can feel like a full-time job. And I think getting out and having fun with the guys that in the, like, and the activities aren't necessarily hockey related, it's definitely healthy for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It builds that bond with the team
Yeah.
and you got to have that relaxation. You got to have that time away to, you got to have that self-care for yourself.
Yeah.
It's needed. And you're definitely in a
Yep.
good spot for the ducks and the fly fishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
We got two ducks on Monday and I've caught a couple fish, but I'm still planning on getting more of everything.
cool. I've learned how to fly fish a little bit. I started learning back in Missouri because one of my buddies was big into fly fishing for smallmouth bass. And that's fun. You want to have a blast, go fly fishing with about a 2 or 3 weight fly rod for smallmouth. That's a blast.
Yeah, I've never gone for smallmouth, just trout, but
Yep.
I'll definitely have to try it.
Oh, it's
It
yeah.
looks like fun.
Yep. I've got. I used to tie my own flies and crappie jigs. That was, of course, back in Missouri, living on Truman Lake. That was my big thing, was catfish and crappie.
Yep, I
And
love crappie.
I miss crappie so much. But I used to tie a lot of my own stuff, and I've got a bunch of stuff in there that I tied up for smallmouth bass. So you'll have to hit me up, and I'll bring you some if I can find them. Right now, everything's a mess with the moving, so I'll have to, once I get dug through everything, I'll find them. I'll get you some to take with you. They're
Yeah, for sure.
effective. But yeah, it's we're the fans are excited about this year. I told Alex we're so excited about the team that we've got, all the players, the speed out there. It's obvious that the players are more willing and more educated on the game itself. And of course it's none of that's any good without good captains. And as always, it's a pleasure watching you out there because you can see your experience out there on that ice. And you've definitely lent yourself well to this team.
Yeah, well, thank you. Making me feel old now.
Well, and to think about it, I mean, you and I have had several conversations after the games, and you're a very well-spoken young man. And sometimes I forget that you are only 19. When you mentioned that a while ago, I had to step back for a second and think, oh yeah, he is only 19. 'Cause I'm, I just, I, you're more, mid to late 20s, the way you speak. You've got that ability about yourself, that confidence. So,
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
yep. So, here where do you see what would your prediction for the year to be? It's just a I mean, obviously there's no telling from game to game way things go, with injuries, with it's always a different team when you have to travel, like when you go to Sheridan, that's going to be a rough weekend. So that always changes the dynamics for the team, but where do you see the team ending the season?
Well, playoffs for sure. I no doubt in my mind we can make playoffs and we should 100%. And then beyond that, like we have the talent, we have the speed, like we've said over and over again, we have the IQ. It's really What it really depends on is what this group decides they want to do with their season.
Right.
I think. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't pick around. I couldn't say first, second place. Obviously, you know, I want to be first place. You know, that'd be awesome. Go play in St. Louis back in hometown. And we're still in the early stages of the season. Once this group decides what we want to do, I don't really think anybody could stop us.
Right. I know it's kind of an unfair question because it is tough to predict what's going to happen. And obviously you want to be number one. That's the goal. That is, every team's goal is to get out there and be number one and, go to the top. And I get that. I just had to throw that out there and see if I can.
See if you could trick me.
Yeah. See if I can trick
Little
you a
trick
little bit.
question.
Thing is, if there's anything that you would like the fans to know about you or about the team, this is your opportunity to put it out there to them. Or even, maybe even a message to your teammates. I don't know how many of the youngsters have listened to the interview with Alex yet, but my plan is, hopefully, is throughout the season to get every single player interviewed, even, so that by the end of the season, everybody, all the fans will have an opportunity to get to know the team a little bit better on a personal level, as opposed to just a number out there on the ice. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that idea. Like while we're talking about the community, I love the fact of, I love how much more we've been out, interacting with the community around Great Falls. I feel like last year we did, youth skate maybe once a week, and we'd send four or five guys, maybe an appearance every now and then. And under new ownership, I feel like we've been pretty good about getting out and spreading the word, not only about, you know, coming to our games, but you know that youth hockey is also a thing here, and these young kids should definitely give it a try, you know.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, I love it. Every time we go and do something, whether it's youth skate or playing street hockey at the Air Force Base or going to the, what's it called? I can't remember the exact name of it, but the deaf and blind school. It was like, that was
Oh,
probably by
yeah.
far my most favorite visit I've done. I love the community stuff. I eat it up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it goes a long way. It really does. It's I think and that's one of the great things about hockey on this level is because it is more interactive with the community as opposed to, the higher up you get, the kind of more distance it gets is from the community. Because you all are living amongst the community and it's you're still young enough that these kids it's more of a realistic thing for them to look up to you as opposed to looking up to a, seeing like Connor Bedard,
Yeah.
he's the same age, but now he plays for the Blackhawks, But with you all here, you're within reach. They can get to know you. And
Right.
I think that's one of the most awesome things right there is, and that's the future of our of that sport. It really is.
Yeah, 100%. Yep.
So yeah, if there's anything that you would like to say, to your teammates or, just anything else that you want to throw out there, then
Let's see. I'll shout out my parents because I know they listen to this. My mom and dad. Whenever you posted your first one, I got a text message instantly from my mother.
oh, cool. That's awesome. What
Yeah.
are their
She was like,
names?
"When are you gonna be interviewed?" My mom's Angie and my dad's Ryan.
Awesome. Angie and Ryan, we so appreciate you allowing us the opportunity to have your son up here. He is a great addition to our team. Well liked by everybody. It's much appreciated. And of course, I appreciate having somebody else from Missouri up here. I get lonely up here in Yankee land. But no, that's awesome. I appreciate that. That's you know, my whole purpose behind this was just, it's, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and of course my team is Nashville Predators. So I listen to, I've got three or four different podcasts on my thing that I listen to about them. And it's just, you know, it's one of the things I noticed last year is a Billet family. As a fan, there's really not an opportunity to get to know the players. You know, it was hard to keep up and figure out, okay, well, whose number was that? Who's number 20? Who's number, you know? And I thought this is just an opportunity to put you all out there in the community so that people can have somebody to root for. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely appreciate it. I'm sure our owner appreciates it. I know a bunch of the other guys will too. Once they get interviewed, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping by the end of the season, I'll be much better into the interviews myself.
No, you did great. That was awesome.
But all right, Phil, I appreciate your time tonight. It was awesome speaking to you. And we will be there, of course, tomorrow night to root you on against the Badlands. So I guess we'll end it here. And you have yourself a good night, sir. And we shall talk awesome. To you later.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, sir.